The last time we spoke would have been towards the end of last year when you were actually calling for auditions for the Buddy Holly story. That's all gone ahead now and you're into rehearsals. So how's it going?
Well, really well. We've got a terrific cast and we're into our third rehearsal. Already the band, which is made up of about eight musicians, has already played the score through. And I was listening to that the other week and it was fantastic. So a lot to look forward to.
Do you find that because the songs are so well known that you have to be very careful? That people are going to sort of pick things and say, oh, that doesn't sound like Buddy or that doesn't sound like so-and-so. Because people know the songs so well, does it put extra pressure on you as a director?
Absolutely. And we're trying to be as authentic as we can with the sound. But I think a lot of people got to remember that most of the sounds they've heard of Buddy Holly were actually put out later by Norman Petty, and they were dubbed. So a lot of the sound that they're used to has orchestration in it as well. So we've got a combination of both, but there's some beautiful acoustic guitar work and just straight singing and some part singing, and of course Buddy dominates that singing along with the Big Bopper and Chantilly Lace and Richie Valens.
Yeah, and we seem to forget they were so young. I mean, Buddy Holly was 22, Richie was 17. It was such a tragedy, and, you know, the day the music died sort of really sums it up, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I mean, the Big Bopper himself was about 28, 29, and even the pilot, unfortunately, he was very young as well. And we do forget that Buddy Holly's real musical story was only about really 3 years to 18 months, but his legacy's been enormous.
It has, yeah. I mean, and you know, his early days, of course, you're going to explore that in the production because he came from a country background, didn't he, originally?
He did, Lubbock, Texas, and he was really a rising country star. And one of the people foremost in his development was a guy by the name of High Pockets Duncan, and is actually during one of High Pockets' live performances that he actually was halfway through a country song and then broke into rock and roll. And of course that began the journey, because one thing Buddy Holly was, and he was a very polite, courteous young man, was absolutely determined, and he was determined that rock and roll would be his genre, and he wouldn't let anyone stop him from doing it.
So this tells the story, of course, of his early days. As you say, after he died, the music lived on, but it's more about his early days.
Oh, indeed. It's really the fundamental 18 months of his prolific career in terms of writing songs. And ironically, he really wanted to be a producer more than anything, but he introduced the concept of what we understand as the four-piece band these days, and also particularly lead guitar riffs. And Buddy had obviously an instinctual, native, natural guitar ability, but he could write a song in 10 minutes. And it was amazing.
What a talent.
And often he would only have one vocal take. So they might take more take, as in
recordings,
technical,
yep,
take of the music, but Buddy would basically do one vocal tape. He was very, very gifted, but a terrific person, a very humbled person. And unfortunately, tragedy followed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you think of a four-piece band, of course, you're talking about three guitars and drums with lead guitar, rhythm guitar and bass guitar. And, of course, that was the formula that the Beatles used, that so many other bands that followed.
Absolutely. And the idea of the singer actually playing the guitar and playing lead guitar. And I think there was only basically once where Buddy really allowed someone else by the name of Tommy Allsop, who was supposed to be on that plane along with Waylon Jennings, who played in his band, that he allowed Tom to play lead guitar and he played rhythm. But yes, and why the Beatles called the Beatles? Because they liked the name the Crickets.
The Crickets, yeah. From Buddy Holly and the Crickets. So there's a strong connection there, isn't there?
Yep, absolutely. McCartney owns most of the rights to a lot of Buddy Holly's songs.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, Sid, another thing that would be pleasing for you was that the government announced, I think it was on Monday now, that theatres and cinemas can open up to 75% capacity, and we're hoping by the time the production rolls around it'll probably be back, hopefully, near to 100% again. But I guess you're planning for not having full houses at this point.
Look, we are, and everything is subject to the COVID regulations. We fully appreciate that. We're hoping that the Parrot Apple Centre can make the case to get certificate of, you know, to go ahead. And, of course, our ticket sales will be subject to that, of course. Mm. So we're waiting for that. We're hoping and praying, as the song goes, that that can occur. And that's always a proviso. And the cast know that. But one way or another, whether we do it as a full-blown musical theatre in the Parramatta Centre, or even as if we could do it even as a concert, we're going ahead. The music of Buddy Holly is going to be played.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if we can't do it at full capacity, then there might be scope there for extra performances so that everyone gets a chance to see it.
Yeah, well, look, we certainly hope so. We've got a terrific cast, and I have to say that our Buddy Holly, who's Ezra Shelverton, looks like Buddy Holly. He plays guitar like Buddy Holly, and he can sing like him.
Right.
So we're very lucky indeed, as we have with the whole cast.
Okay, so that's
Look, it may mean more performances, but whatever happens, we need to get musical theatre started again, and so we hope that if it's certified as okay, that people will come out physically and support us, because otherwise music and musical theatre will just pass away.
Yeah, and it's been so strong on the northwest coast for so many years, not just in Devonport, but all over the coast. We've got some wonderful talent in the performing arts in our part of the world. So at this stage, the tentative dates for the performances, I know you're only 3 weeks into rehearsals, but you've got dates in mind, Sid?
Indeed. We've got our tentative bookings from the 14th of May, and we'll do over 3 weeks, and we hope to do 10 to 12 performances.
Okay, yeah, Sid, thanks for your time this afternoon. Good luck with it.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for your support. But just a reminder, if it gets the go-ahead, we need people to buy their tickets and physically go and see it, and I know you will.
Yes, I mean, you have to buy them online for contact tracing purposes as well. Nice to talk to you on the occasion of the 67th anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly. We look forward to the production in May. Sid, thanks for your time today.
It's a pleasure.